Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My special guest this afternoon is Serena. Hi, Serena.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Graff.
Now, Serena, it's lovely to see you and to hear your four items that you would like to take with you if you were stranded, cast away on a desert island.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the first item you were allowed to choose was a song. What song would you like to take with you?
So I'd take the song Comfort Passion, the CD,
right?
Because it's my favourite song ever, and it definitely reminds me of my 9th birthday.
Oh, go on. Why does it not happen on your 9th birthday?
We had a pool party at Surf City.
Yeah.
And it was really, really fun.
Okay.
And on that day, we went home and we had an inflatable pool.
Wow.
And my dog learned how to swim on that day.
Oh, wow. How did that happen? Did you just kind of throw him in or?
Well, yeah, because we were like swimming and my dog wanted to come in as well.
Oh.
So I held him and he just started swimming and it was really nice.
Oh, and does he love swimming now?
Yes, he does love swimming.
Was he like very brave? Did he just sort of get in and do it?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. So why that was that song playing at the time?
Yeah, because we had like a big radio thing.
Yeah.
It was really loud and really fun.
So that will remind you of home and your dog, but maybe also, what's your dog called?
Rosa.
Maybe also Rosa's perseverance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a good choice. Okay, so we've got our song. Now, the next item is a film. What film are you going to watch over and over again?
I definitely watch Peppa Pig.
Okay, go on. I need more.
Right, the explanation is that Peppa Pig was my childhood, and there's so many episodes. And you can.
Oh, so you take episode all.
Yeah,
the episodes.
I take all the episodes.
Ah, okay. How many? Is that hundreds? I don't know. It's kind of.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And my first birthday, when I was 1 year old, it was Peppa Pig themed, so that takes back memories so long ago.
Oh, okay. So do you still watch Peppa Pig now? Just kind of comfort watching.
When I'm sad, yes.
Yes.
I do.
And it reminds you of. Being little and...
Yeah, and being happy.
Do you have a favourite episode? Favourite
yes,
characters?
Yes, I do. I have a favourite episode.
Oh, go on.
So it was, they went to the zoo. And this, it always made me laugh.
Yeah.
Because, they were all animals and they were going to the zoo.
yeah, didn't think that one through, did they?
No, so it always used to make me laugh.
It's good that you got irony at such an early age, Serena. Well done.
Yeah.
And do you have, like, lots of Peppa Pig, you know, stuff at
yes,
home?
In my...
I have a feeling you might.
We have a baby room, and that's just Peppa Pig.
That's
I
just
sit
Peppa
in there
Pig.
When I'm sad.
Oh, okay.
Because it comforts me.
Your Peppa Pig room?
Yes.
So do you think if you were cast away on a desert island, you might try and recreate a kind of Peppa Pig
Probably.
Room?
Probably.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, so whilst you're doing that, you're allowed to take your very favourite meal.
Oh, I definitely take my grandma's pasta.
Grandma's pasta, lovely. Okay, so tell me what's special about grandma's pasta.
So, when I was little, me and my dad and my mum and my auntie and my cousin,
right.
We all used to go to Italy together
yeah.
on the same plane. I still love my cousin so much. I still do.
Aww.
And we used to go to my nan's house in Italy.
And is Nana Italian?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm getting the idea now. Yeah, go on.
We made handmade ravioli.
Oh, there's just nothing better, isn't
there,
than handmade pasta?
It was so cool. But I had a tray.
Yeah.
And it had flour on it. And that. You know when you, like, I put my elbow on it and it flinged into my face. And everyone started laughing at me.
Sorry.
And that was the funniest time of my life.
Oh. So Grandma let you make some pasta with her?
Yeah.
Wow. And tell me, does she use, you know, the rolly out machine or does...
Handmade.
All by hand.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And what makes it taste different to other pasta?
It's because probably because we made it with love, and I think that
Oh.
makes it always taste better.
Oh, that's a really nice answer. Do you have a particular sauce that you like best or
Yes, I like my grandma's secret special.
secret special?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell the listeners? Because, yeah,
Yes,
go on
I
then.
will.
Let us in on
So
the
it
secret
has
special.
celery in it, carrots, and
Yeah.
it has, blue cheese.
Oh, love blue cheese, yeah.
It has blue cheese in it and feta.
Wow. And tomatoes, or is it a
Yeah.
cheese-based sort? Oh,
It's
tomato as well.
a mostly cheese-based, but it has tomatoes in it.
Wow, that sounds really unusual. And
Yeah.
does Dad make that at home, or is that just a grand
Yes.
only grandma's allowed to make that?
Grandma does it the best, but my dad tries.
Oh, excellent. And do you think you're going to be a good cook like grandma when you're older?
Definitely.
Yeah. Do you think you'd manage on the desert island cooking a bit of fish or?
Maybe, yeah. I do
Yeah.
like fish. I'm a fan.
Yeah. Maybe rustle up a bit of spaghetti or.
Where am I
Yeah.
supposed to get that
I
from?
don't know. Maybe you could, rule it
I
out.
mean, yeah,
Yeah.
maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you're going to manage food wise, Serena, but finally, you're allowed to take a luxury item, something that's going to really help get you through the day. What have you decided to take?
So I've decided to take my one and only Cookie 2.0.
Oh, tell us who Cookie 2.0
My
is.
unusually long ferret cat, Teddy.
Oh, ferret cat Teddy.
Yes, it's so long.
Is it a ferret? Is it a cat?
I
Is
don't
it a
know.
teddy?
Not sure.
It's all three.
Yes.
Ah, when you say so long, you can't really show us because we're on radio.
Live
Yes,
television.
but could you roughly compare?
Roughly, it's about 75 centimeters long.
Wow, okay. And why have you now I know you're a girl with an extensive collection of cuddly toys.
Yes.
So how did you come down to choosing Cookie 2.0?
Because Cookie 1.0 was sadly broken,
Oh no.
but it didn't last very long anyway, and I didn't have it for that long. But Cookie 2.0, I've always had two. And the first one has always been with me for for my whole life.
Right, so
So,
this is the longest standing of the cuddly toy collection, is that right?
yes.
So that's why it's special.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. And at home, does Cookie 2.0 have a particular role, a special place that you go on?
I have a tent in the corner of my room because I have a bunk bed,
Right.
and there's this like wooden circle
Right.
thing
Yeah.
that is drilled to my wall,
Okay.
and I put curtains on it and I cut them really short, and I put pillows in there, and I put candles that are not lit up.
I was going to say, yeah, that sounds
Yeah.
dangerous. Okay, go.
Then I put Cookie 2.0 in there
Oh, so it's like
with
Cookie has its own bunk bed.
yes with me.
Oh, my word. So on the desert island, where's Cookie going to sleep?
Cookie's going to sleep in my suitcase, and I'm going to put a blanket on the bottom.
Oh, you've got a suitcase, have you? That was you arranged to be stranded with a full suitcase. Yeah, only Serena would do that. So, Serena, I think with your positive attitude, I think you're going to make an excellent castaway. Are you looking forward to the experience?
Yes, I
Yeah.
am.
Excellent. Right. Well, thank you so much for sharing such lovely ideas with us this afternoon.
Thank you.